W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. Welcome back, Jason and Kareem.
We're back.
What up?
We were dark for a couple of weeks. No pun intended, Kareem. Sorry. We had the grand opening celebration here at Darling New Media. And so that was on a Monday. We did not do podcasts that week. And then last week, I had a bit of a respiratory issue, for lack of a better term, and I didn't want to be clearing my throat, and I had a client meeting Tuesday morning, so I wanted to make sure that I still had a voice for that, so that was really important.
Good. Hopefully that went well.
It went so well, we signed our first business client.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And it is Wednesday, if you're hearing this, well, if you're Facebook Live, hello. We signed the Carzar.
Cool.
The Carzar will be doing the Carzar podcast from the Darling New Media Studios starting Wednesday.
Damn. So, right on. It's fucking amazing.
So that is a really good get. If you're unfamiliar with the Carzar, he has an Emmy Award. He was on KHTK radio for like 20 plus years. He was a regular on Good Day Sacramento. They had the Carzar stuff on there. And here was something that I didn't realize until I met with him. He and I both went to the same college.
What? Oh, no wonder you were in.
Sure.
Once you exchange, I went there. It's like, oh, well.
Well, he did give me a hug when he found out.
Oh.
You might as well have been in the same fraternity.
Yeah. I don't know if he was in a fraternity. I was not in a fraternity.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it just, it'd be very hard pressed probably to find somebody that went to your college out here.
You know what's really funny though? There have been get-togethers. I haven't gone to them, but they have had get-togethers in San Francisco for SUNY Plattsburgh grads.
Wow. SUNY Plattsburgh?
SUNY Plattsburgh. State University of New York at Plattsburgh.
Yep. Chris Brockport.
Yeah. So so very, very exciting news with that. As we move forward, we're also Darling New Media is a member of the Greater Arden Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
He's moving on up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I
went to a meeting.
I have not, I have not been to a meeting yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not been to a meeting yet. The big mixer is next week.
Nice.
So do that.
Bring the company credit card. Tell your boss you're going to buy something.
So it'll be a good time. It's fun. My neighbor in the next business over, Emily, had mentioned the Greater Arden Chamber of Commerce, so explored that, and we're now a member. So
awesome. That's cool.
Very exciting news here at Darling New Media. Things are looking up. We're looking to be profitable in 2020. in 2020.
Hey, I mean, you're supposed to look, it's similar to like a restaurant. I'm sure every business is similar to that. It's like, you want to make sure you can last at least 1 year.
You know, honestly, if we are to the point where we are more than breaking even 6 months in, I think we're doing okay.
It'd be awesome.
And so that's the goal. So we're looking at trying to get as many people locked in to get going in January right now as we can. We've got our first 12-month member who's signed up, and she's already done a recording here. She's very new to recording. So she's starting from scratch, and she was at the podcasting 101 class this past weekend. And we had a lot of great breakthroughs with her and how she's going to structure her show. By the way, the next podcasting 101 class is coming up on November 23rd. And we are doing another discounted rate on that, $50.
What?
$50. It's going to be after the first of the year, the bargains stop. It's going to be $100 then. So we want to get people in the door, give them a chance to look at it. I was looking at, I got a Facebook ad for a learn to podcast class. And I'm like, where is this? It was in Michigan.
Yes. Mm.
So not around here. We're the place around here, around Sacramento. But I was curious. I'm like, how much are they charging? And it was part of this bigger organization. And if you're a member, it was 60. And if you weren't, it was $140.
Oh, wow.
So a bargain at twice the price, I say. So check that out. It's darlingnewmedia.com. Follow Darling New Media on Facebook, Instagram, and whatever your preferred social media method is. All right, gentlemen. Kareem, how have you been?
I've been wonderful. Jason owes me $10. Although it's really 20, but I'm going to settle for the 10.
Was it 20?
I don't remember.
You doubled down on the podcast. But I'm going to let you slide with 10.
No, I mean, if somebody wants to send us the proof.
And I have the satisfaction of my Steelers being 5-4, above 500.
For now.
Nate said we wouldn't win 4 games, or we would only win 4 games.
Yes. And this is why I don't bet. Just saying. There's a reason why I don't bet, and we've wandered right into it.
Yes.
Because I'm right a lot of the time, but I'm wrong a lot of the time, too. So.
It's okay. As Kareem had said, I just wanted mom and dad to stop fighting.
Love of the game. For the love of the game.
Oh, man. So that happened. Let me see. I got another venture we're going to start. I ordered the camera and have to return it, but I'll be ordering it. Good thing is that I know that it won't take it long to get here.
Right.
So that happened. Then I decided I'm going to go home to North Carolina for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
Because my family's going to the whole family's going to get together for Thanksgiving, and that never happens.
That's fantastic.
So it was going to be all with like a talent show and everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's going to be like
a family talent show.
Yeah. It's going to be like at least 100 people there.
So you writing some new material?
Actually I have a show on the day that Nate has, his next podcast in class,
the 23rd,
at the old B Street Theater, Celebration Arts Center. So, I've been working on new material for that. Mm. Which a lot of it will consist of my girlfriend meeting my family for the first time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Although she didn't really meet them. I don't know who the fuck those people were that she met, but it was not my family. It was like they had their white voices on for the whole week.
Wow.
So
she's about to see a talent show.
Yeah.
Nobody dropped the bass on her?
Nobody dropped the bass on her. Nobody dropped the, why you bring this white girl home on her?
Jason, how have you been? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's all right. It was a half-baked idea.
So. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your last couple of weeks, did you have anything worth talking about that doesn't involve your smoker or dropping your kids off somewhere?
No, that's right.
Did you and Alex do anything?
No, I saw. this is what's been happening. Maybe I'll talk about it in Friday's episode.
Okay.
More often about like what I'm upset about, my grievance.
Oh, the grievance Monday's show.
So I won't get into that, but I've been playing this game, The Outer Worlds, a lot, which is a new game that just dropped. By Obsidian, who produced Fallout New Vegas. I know everybody's totally into this conversation right now. But it's a role-playing game, first-person shooter mix type game. A lot of fun. So I've been playing that as often as I can. My mother-in-law's been in town, so that's been great. I've had my laundry folded and done. And I haven't had to worry about dinner.
Does she start your knickers too?
What's that?
She starts your knickers too?
No, she does not. She doesn't start. She doesn't start her iron, which is fine by me. The fact that my clothes are folded in the first place and I'm not getting them out of a hamper or or a dryer.
Right.
You know? So there's been that. The Comedy Spot Awards were last weekend.
I have a question about that. Yes. I was going to ask it online. Are they called the Spotties?
No, that's a good idea.
Because they should be.
Yeah.
What are they called? Just the Comedy Spot Awards.
The Comedy Spot Awards, but that's a good idea.
I love the Spotties.
You should tell Brian that you better trademark it before you do.
This obvious. Yes.
So the Herald got favorite weekly show, and which is cool since I've been working with on that for the last, you know, 2 years almost.
Right.
So it's neat to get recognized for the that night to get recognized. ACL was best, main stage show.
It should be.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
If it's not, there's a problem.
Yeah. I'd say I was nervous. No, I'm not nervous because everybody always says it's a great show. So, and we're all really talented. So luckily, maybe it'll be retired this year. Maybe they'll retire. Like, we can't be nominated for that award anymore.
Best main stage show besides ACL.
Yeah, from ACL.
I mean, that does make sense. I mean, that is the standard show. That is the main show, the first big show.
You could say that that's the show, like, aside from...
It's
like
the corner stuff.
That was what started got the spot recognized. Or
right.
Gave them something to... along with the classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. Chris went to it, so she was like, you know, part of the community. It always feels good to have her there. She had a really good time. When ACL, when we all got up there to get our award, people pushed Ryan out there to talk. So Ryan talked about ACL for a few seconds and then pushed me out. And then I talked in front of 100 people that are all Comedy Spot people, but a lot of people don't know necessarily stories, you know?
Sure.
And I was like, I've told this story to a few people, but I wasn't even supposed to be on this team. Like when they made the teams, I wasn't supposed to be on ACL, and I begged and I did whatever I could to be on the team, and I was led onto the team. So it's an honor, and I'm still super excited that I'm on the team. It's one of those things where a closed mouth don't get fed. Right. Yeah. I mean, you got to ask for what you want, and you have to be willing to, prove yourself and do what's necessary to do it. The last show that I was in, I think I slipped out like once. I was horrible. We have off nights. We all have off nights.
How big was the cast that night?
There was 8 people that night.
Okay. Then you get a little bit of a pass for that.
Yeah. This one guy is new up and comer. He just got new improviser, Gil. Hilarious. Was great. He's been doing Herald. And Herald's a hard form. You didn't ask me about kid. You didn't ask me about improv. So
no,
you
didn't talk about improv. Fair.
The Herald format is a difficult format, and there's a reason why it's like the standard teaching method of long form improv. Mm-hmm. Because you really have to learn something that you use later on. That was a big deal. That was a lot of fun. And now I'm getting a call from my wife. I wonder if she's watching me on Facebook right now.
Maybe. Maybe. Check that. I'm glad you wrapped that up when you did. That was good timing for you. Most of my stuff for the past couple of weeks has really been about Darling New Media. We already talked about that a little bit. we finished, and by we finished, I mean the workers finished with the new roof and solar on the house. So we're powered by the sun.
So you got a dollar bill next month?
Well, here's the issue right now. You're not really on solar until PG&E processes the whole thing. And basically, during the day, you're using the solar, and it's going back out to the grid, but you're not necessarily getting credited for it until PG&E
gives you credit for it.
Does the paperwork that they need to do. Although, everything was processed on our end, so it should happen in the next day or so. By the time you hear this, it may already be done. But it is really nice to be able to, we had times when we came home with the Volt in the middle of the afternoon and just plugged it in and knowing that it was charging off the sun.
Yeah.
Even though we normally charge it overnight, and it was one of those things, we took that off and just, we get home, plug it in, top it off. Which cool. is fantastic. It's been the roof leaked in February. It was almost November before we got the new roof, the solar, and the HVAC all done. So it's been a very trying process. So it's nice to have that done. And last night, as I told you guys, we had a little bit of an issue with ants.
So you've been tested this year too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you had a roof, mm-hmm. HVAC, new kid,
mm-hmm.
new business,
mm-hmm.
and you're still sane.
Well, that's debatable. I'll let Jason talk for a long time about improv on the show. So unknown for sure. But yeah, a lot of exciting things coming up. Now, while we were away, former President Barack Obama talked about. Let's go ahead and allow ads. Thanks. Oh boy. Pause on this side. I love. Can I just tell you, I love all of these websites that now insist that you whitelist them in order to look at their stuff.
Yes.
Thanks. President Obama, that's not bringing about change. Obama advises woke young people not to be so judgmental. Okay, boomer. former President Barack Obama had a message for the politically woke crowd that became prolific on social media. Get over it. He called out young progressives for being too ideologically rigid and judgmental. That was during an interview moderated by Gronish star Yara Shahadi at the Obama Foundation Summit in Chicago. This idea of purity and that you're never compromised and you always politically woke and all of that stuff, you should get over that quickly. He said, the world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People you're fighting may love their kids and share certain things with you. Now, Obama said he's particularly noticed the trend on college campuses he's visited with his daughter, Malia. He described it as a danger that it's accelerated by social media. Interesting, Kareem. We've talked about that on the show. That's been your grievance multiple times. Woke folk. So let's hear from Obama himself.
You know, this idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff. You should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting may love their kids. And, you know, share certain things with you. And I think that one danger I see among young people, particularly on college campuses, Malia and I talk about this. Yara goes to school with my daughter. But I do get a sense sometimes now among certain young people, and this is accelerated by social media, there is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself. Because man, you see how woke I was? I called you out.
Look at me. Look at me. What?
Okay. I forgot how slowly Obama spoke.
I know.
Wow. Wow. How did we stay awake those 8 years? It's a really good question.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about woke. Awake is enough.
Yeah. But these, I mean, like how are you haven't really been through anything and you're going to tell people who've lived what they should and shouldn't be doing. If your parents are still paying your bills, and all you're doing is doing shit on Twitter, then you don't, you have an opinion, but your opinion is based on what?
It can be based on your sense of right and wrong and what you feel the world could and should be. I think there's a happy medium in all of this too, because I don't believe in the idea that we just tell people who are, you know, not in their 40s to just shut up and you don't know yet and whatever. I always hated that when I was younger. And when I came to be older, as I am now in my 40s, I realized that a lot of adults don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And these same people are the first ones, the very first ones to say, hey, kid, shut up. So I think there is value in what young people have to say, but I do think that we've gone a little bit too far. But, and here's the big but, President Trump. And
it's a big old butt.
Not him in particular, but the ideals that he espouses and the ideas that have been pushed forward and come from the shadows since he has been elected president have really pushed back in a way that is, in a lot of people's opinions, dangerous to our republic and how it's founded and how things are supposed to work. So what that has done is it's accelerated the pushback on the other side.
We are at the precipice of losing our republic. And I really don't think.
To the same people who are all upset that we won't pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yeah.
And to the republic for which it stands.
Yeah.
I know the words.
If you watch when, and I kind of hate that when CNN does it, but when they put panels of Trump voters on, mm-hmm. they have no clue how this country is supposed to work.
It makes me ill.
Like no, and that's where you're right as far as the adult goes. It's like they have no fucking clue as to how this country is supposed to work. Like right. None. And they're voting. Oh, well, he was a businessman. So it's like, yeah, but this isn't a business. This is government. Mm-hmm. This is a totally different animal. And I've worked in all levels of government in my many various things I've done. And I've worked in the private sector. So it's two totally different animals. There was a ton of shit that I could do in the private sector that as a government employee, I could never do. And these people are going to, these are going to be the people who are going to give away their freedoms and then going to be wondering how it happened.
Well, and it's the bait and switch because yeah. They're being told that somebody else is taking away their freedom of whatever, their freedom to choose their doctor, their freedom to have a gun, or all of these things that really aren't going to happen. Meanwhile, the other freedoms get eroded.
Yeah. So the best thing about that, the documentary about the lady who sued McDonald's, is mm-hmm. the things like that part, that's only the beginning of the documentary.
Yeah.
When you get deeper into the documentary, that's when you realize that people were signing over away rights because they thought they were preventing somebody else from getting over.
Right.
And it was because somebody back here had a different motive and they were ending up like, oh, well, I didn't mean that I was supposed to be like, no, you signed it over for everybody. And so these are the things that you have to be aware of when you're doing those things. Like that whole Hulk Hogan libel case.
Right.
Yeah.
That wasn't Hulk Hogan. That was a billionaire.
Right. That wanted to get that ruling
right.
that he got.
Right. But that also opens us up for people like Trump to be able to sue or shut yeah. down media outlets that are
well, and that's been his big promise. We're going to loosen libel laws, and we're going to sue him. He sues people all the time, and there's no merit for it. If you watch the last episode of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, it's a really good example of how these slap lawsuits work and why they are a real problem. He was sued by a guy who owns a coal company, the largest privately held coal company. And it was a year and a half of they couldn't talk about it. And now they're able to talk about it because the case has been settled. But I would say go and watch that. That's going to be your best way in about 22 minutes to really understand how that whole thing works and why it's a problem.
And you have to extrapolate that out to the rest of the world. And there are things that are going on like that, that if you keep listening to them, you're going to end up in a position where anybody can do that to you.
Well, that's like one of the things that people don't talk about too much. I've been seeing a lot more in the news. But the Byron Allen lawsuit going on right now, like that's some crazy shit. That is some crazy shit that's going on there.
Okay. I'm unfamiliar with Byron Allen other than real people.
No, he's suing Comcast. And who else?
He's Comcast, the NAACP, I think, probably Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and a couple other people. Because Byron owns like a media conglomerate.
Yeah.
And Comcast was shutting him out.
Ah.
And they shut Ice Cube out also. So, like,
they melted Cube.
They melted Cube.
Cube.
So, but they're using a little known, not a little known, but they're using a Civil Rights Act from 1866 to say that they did. There's no way they could have chose by race, like that it isn't a racist thing that they're doing. There's a possibility because it's getting ready to go in front of the Supreme Court, they could get overturned, and then that precedence is that it's shitty.
Yeah. And that's the thing that we don't know as a people in the country is that when that the most basic thing is the most important thing is law and the people we put on courts, because they set precedents that go way beyond the little bullshit that we think is going on.
Right.
All right. Well, this next story made me go, holy hell.
Holy
hailed
shit, Batman.
By a matter of this unusual roadway incident out of South Sacramento, where a woman was impaled by a metal bar that fell out of a moving big rig on Highway 99. This happened yesterday near Fruit Ridge Road when the bar pierced the car the woman was riding in. She was hospitalized but is in stable condition. Authorities are now looking for the driver of that big rig.
So they're driving north on Highway 99, and this truck is hauling this metal, these metal bars, and one of them bounces off of the truck, hits the pavement, goes up through the floorboard on the passenger side of the car, and goes through this woman's leg.
You just described my greatest fear.
Oh my God, mine too. Being impaled is the worst.
That type of bar, that wasn't like... That could have been off a work truck too. That was a bar that you used to pry with in construction.
To my knowledge, they don't know who it was yet because it was an unmarked vehicle.
Yeah.
But
that's some solid steel.
Bad, 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 bad times. All right.
Florida, land of enchantment. And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Trump supporter edition. After telling a fellow bar patron who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat to go back to Russia, you fucking communist. That's a quote. A Florida man spit on the Donald Trump supporter. That's according to police who arrested the attacker for battery. Investigators say Robert Youngblood, who's 67, and two friends were seated at the bar in the Hurricane Grill and Wings restaurant in Vero Beach when they were approached by 43-year-old Matthias Alpi, who's an engineer. As reported in an arrest affidavit, Alpi told Youngblood, and I quote, "You should go back to Russia, you fucking communist." He then slapped the brim of his MAGA hat and spit on Youngblood and then left the scene. Youngblood cops say wrote down the assailant's license plate number and provided it to police. The tag came back to a car registered in the name of Alpi's wife. Now, after Youngblood positively identified him as the attacker, Alpi told sheriff deputies, "I was trying to protect you guys because I support law enforcement. Trump supporters are communist and racist," he continued. "I don't even care that I'm going to jail. This is actually exciting. Plus, I have more time on this earth than he does anyway. He probably feels so good about himself." Wow.
Yes.
He was booked into the county jail on a battery count and spent several hours behind bars before posting $500 bond to get out of jail on Saturday morning. Alpi, who was born in Germany, is scheduled for a hearing on this misdemeanor charge. Now, according to voter records, Alpi is a registered Democrat and Youngblood is a registered Republican.
No.
Get out of here.
Thanks. Thanks for that update.
Oh, man.
That's not okay. Dude, I get it. You're irritated that people support Donald Trump. They're sitting in a booth at a bar. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I probably had too many drinks, but also Alpi's from Germany. And
right. Meanwhile.
They don't fuck with fascists anymore.
Meanwhile, no.
Like, we're not even playing with that shit. Nope.
Meanwhile, a 14-year-old Florida girl walked up to a man dressed as Donald Trump and punched him in the jaw as her friends recorded the attack. By the way, Donald Trump has officially moved his residence to Florida, just FYI. The victim and two family members were waiting in line outside the Naples haunted Gross House at the Collier County Fairgrounds when he was slugged by a teenage assailant. After punching the man, the laughing girl returned to her place in line with several other minors, at least one of whom recorded the attack and posted it to Instagram. Oh, nice job, dumbass. In a written statement, the victim told cops, quote, "I walked over to the girl and asked why she had hit me. I told her I was with my family here to have a good time. The man said he contacted fairgrounds workers who then summoned the police. Cops, who noted the teenager's sole motivation was to strike Trump, cited the girl for misdemeanor battery. Now, the teen, whose name was redacted after the incident report released by the county sheriff's office, has been barred from returning to the fairgrounds." Hey, 14-year-old girl, you're not actually punching Donald Trump. And who knows, this guy might not even like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Florida girl.
Stop doing shit for likes.
Exactly.
And stop getting yourself arrested. Stop recording the evidence.
Right. Yeah.
Stop acting like Donald Trump.
Oh, fair point. Fair point. And that's Florida Corner for now. Hey, I just want to remind everybody the best way to support this podcast is to hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. Or if you're old school, NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. And it doesn't cost you anything extra. So go ahead and do it. There's also a Shop Target tab there, too. But
bam.
That's it. And also tell a friend about the show.
You should.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Super easy.
Just share it.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's all you
share this right now.
This was interesting. In a religious affront, a Halloween reveler dressed as Jesus sucker punched a cop in San Diego. So it's not just Florida, friends. Police say the assault occurred in the downtown Gas Lamp Quarter around 1 a.m. Nice area, too.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
The male suspect approached police as they were arresting a man who'd been ejected from a nearby bar. The assailant's cop report ambushed the officer and struck him in the face. Police were unsure whether the assailant punched or elbowed the patrolman, who suffered a 1-inch laceration that required several stitches. For a 1-inch cut?
Wow.
The costume attacker fled on foot and remains at large. Oh, no. No one can find you. Have you seen Jesus?
I have not. I'm surprised they let him pass the border.
He was described as a white male, 6 feet to 6'2", in a white robe, red sash, possibly with a fake beard and wig. That's what the San Diego Police Department told the Smoking Gun in an email. So be on the lookout.
For Jesus.
For Jesus. In San Diego.
And Jesus having a good time, man. Just drank too much wine.
Yeah, I mean, these things happen. These things.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
It happens.
What are you going to do? All right.
Jesus loves his wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, he wouldn't have water. He'd just go like, water. That's what we
got
to do.
So that's the real reason he got kicked out of that bar. He turned their water thing
into
wine.
That will ruin the DD program going through there completely.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, it's time for Marilyn Haggerty to write a letter to a friend.
Oh.
This is in the paper.
She misplaced her stamps again.
Dear Sandy Mason, they're coming, and you're going to be seeing the first wave of winter residents arriving down there in Arizona before long. The question you hear around our streets is, when are you leaving? The other question is, what are you giving the kids on Halloween? Well, I've set some treats aside, but I don't look for platoons of ghosts and goblins on Cottonwood Street. There are so many other Halloween events, it's fun to see the little kids in their costumes. Most of us turn off the lights when the older crews, kind of professionals, show up.
Oh my gosh.
Most of the trees are bare naked by now. A few are still hanging on to their leaves. Some people keep pumping water out of their basements. The excessive autumn rains set sump pumps into action all over. My lift station at the corner of Belmont Road and 15th Avenue South has a pain in its side from hard work. The Red River thinks it's spring and it's climbed over its banks. And I talked to a man who told me he's dealing with mice in his basement.
Okay.
I suppose hearing all this makes you happy you've moved to Arizona. Still, all is not gloomy around here. Street crews are picking up branches from recent wins. The UND hockey team won 2 games over the weekend.
Yes.
The UND football team managed an exciting win over Montana State.
Yes.
And the halftime show by the UND marching band was fantastic.
Woohoo!
Jim Wolf was up here from Fargo enjoying the football game on Saturday. Seeing him was a reminder of the long gone days when we watched the outdoor games wearing winter gear to Memorial Stadium. Originally from Minot, Wolf came here and played on the UND teams in 1956, 57, and 58.
Oh my gosh.
He likes to remember winning a conference championship when he can. I'm trying to think of what years you and Earl lived here. I know he listed as Professor Emeritus of Civil Engineering and Utah Art for the Park District. Well, time marches on, but food memories endure. Best wishes from the east side of the Red River, still flowing north. Your friend, Marilyn. That was printed in the newspaper.
She lost her friend's address, I guess?
You know, stamps are a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. You know, I mean, if you've got a great letter to share with a friend, why wouldn't you want to share it with as many people as you could?
Yep. And then just send her a copy of the paper.
By the way, Sandy, make sure you disable your ad blocker.
Yeah.
You can read Marilyn's letter.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the WTH. But Marilyn's 93. We're not making fun of her. We're enjoying it as part of Small Town News. Let's not forget that. Thanks, everybody, for downloading, listening, watching live, watching on YouTube on a delay. We're happy to have you as part of the WTH podcast family. Have yourself a great one. We will see you Friday with another fresh new show.
Bye.
My God!